Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once again at the Keynote Club, the hour for people who like the kind of blues that all their friends have long forgotten about. It's blues for collectors and real aficionados. So let's go over to the jukebox in the corner now, and if you nudge it just right, you can get a free record, and you can't lose. If that didn't sound like B.B. King, that's because it wasn't. Although he did record that track some 10 years later than this version. This was the original of I Can't Lose With The Stuff I Use, Lester Williams from Houston in Texas, and that was on Specialty 422-1952. Now, you don't often hear a fashion statement from a blues man, but here is one from H. Baum Ferguson. No sacky sack.
I don't want that sacky sack. I can't use that sacky sack. Ain't got no shape in the back. Take off that old sack.
That was H. Baum Ferguson taking time off from his usual single entendre lyrics to state that he doesn't like the sack dress. No sacky sack. That was H. Baum Ferguson and his Mad Lads on Big Bang 45-103 from 1958. And now, here's Earl Williams and Oh Baby Please.
Is gone. Oh baby please, oh baby please, oh baby please, put out the lights. Another friend stood in the light. His wife was snooping around. She came in shouting and shooting. Now my poor friend can't sit down. Oh baby please, oh baby please, oh baby please, put out the lights. Turned on. Oh baby please, oh baby please, oh
peeping through that window pane. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Put out the light.
Earl Williams having a little domestic. That was Earl Williams and his quintet. Oh, baby, please put out the light on Arcadia 114 from 1958. Over now to the rockabilly spot. And this week, we're going to play a track by L.C. Smith and the Southern Playboys. They were from Baltimore, I think. And this is Radio Boogie.
Well, I bought me a hat and a little guitar. I made a down payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio. Now I'm saving up on a five-feeder and a boat to the radio boogie. All over the town. Hot lick, Tennessee style. Well, I'm up every morning when the sun comes up. Pull a fork from a jug, gonna take a little sip. Sun keeps it shining, gonna pile the corn. Starts to rain, I'll grind in the barn to the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick, a red hot lick, Tennessee style.
A nice foot tapper there from L.C. Smith and the Southern Playboys. That was Radio Boogie on the very rare Kingsport label. Kingsport from 1954. But if you want to talk about rare, now, this is something else. We're up to the rare record spot. This record changed hands recently for $10,000. I have seen it. I knew it in the days when it belonged to the late Francis Wilford Smith, a great collector of wonderful records. This is the legendary Willie Brown and it's Future Blues, and it's on Champion 50023 from 1930.
My woman ought to stop a low-down way. me down. Oh, I know you see that picture now, Lordy. Up on your mother, up on your mother. Mama, Jeff, I know you see that picture now, up on your mother's shelf. Oh, you know about that, I'm getting tired of sleeping by myself. Deep for Texas, my little, deep for Tennessee. In the deep for Texas, my little, deep for Tennessee. God bless that woman that put that thing on.
The wonderful Willie Brown from Clarksdale, Mississippi, and Future Blues. There's two Willie Brown Paramount 78s out there somewhere that have never been discovered. So if you happen to come across a pile of old 78s in a junk shop, flip through them. At the moment, there's a reward of $25,000 for anybody who finds the first one. Okay, let's play a little jazz. This is Kenny Burrell and Saturday Night Blues. Some cool jazz there from Kenny Burrell. That was Stanley Turrentine on tenor. Saturday Night Blues. It was from a Blue Note album, Blue Note 4123, recorded in 1963 in New Jersey, or as they say in New Jersey, New Jersey. And after that cool music, we should have a little Call It from Flash Terry.
Better cool it, boy, move it, pop on, it is hot.
all the way from Oklahoma. That was Flash Terry and Cool It on the rather incongruously named Lavender label, Lavender 005 from 1961. Going forward a year to 1962, the whole world was doing the twist, and this is taken from an album called Twist with Teddy Reynolds on the cheapo Crown label. This is Crown CLP 5245, and it's Louise.
Tell me, man, don't you tell me no lie. I'm looking for Louise, and here's the reason why. She's young and ain't so sweet and way. I don't mind the feature, she has such sweetie way. She's long-legged, preaching to not need it too. Tell me, baby, what you gonna do. But she's young and ain't so sweet and way. When I see Louise, oh, how she give me a thrill. When she take those glasses out, she look like Bob Uncle Lil. But she's young and ain't so sweet and way. I don't mind her feature, she looks so sweet to me.
That was Teddy Reynolds and the Twisters and Louise. Well, we're going to finish up the first half as usual with a gospel spot. And this is one of my favorite gospel groups. This is the Dixie Hummingbirds, a tune written by James Walker, and it's If You Trust Him.
Keep on praying. Amazing grace. Fall on your knees when in
said if you trust me,
the Dixie Hummingbirds, having an old time meeting there. That was If You Trust Him on the ever dependable Peacock label, Peacock 1889, and that was recorded in 1963. Well, if you're driving along in your car and you've twiddled the dial and found this station and wondered, what on earth am I listening to? You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall, and it's 1 hour of the best and the rarest in rhythm and blues on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and up on the net at sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of music, then go onto the website and you'll find all the previous Keynote Club's podcasts there for downloading and listening to at your leisure. In the meantime, while you put the kettle on, I'm going to leave you for a moment for these important messages.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200 mile per hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? Snuggle. So out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
Mom, can I go out and hunt some skags with this rifle I found?
Absolutely not, young man. You'll blow your head off. Now get back inside and do your chores.
Oh, shucks. At this rate, I'll never get to kill anything. Holy rackspit! It's Handsome Jack!
Damn right it is. I just came back from rescuing the space fixins of Eden 6, and I thought I'd check in with my number one fan. Hey, Justin, why the long face?
My mom says I can't go hunting.
Well, Justin, your mom sounds like a bitch.
And how?
If she had any brains at all, she'd know the rifle you hold in your hands is made by Hyperion, which means it's perfectly safe for children of all ages.
Your words are music to my ears.
Rest assured, Hyperion makes the most accurate, high-quality weapons in 6 galaxies. If you want to grow up to be big and strong like your pal Handsome Jack here, you better start practicing your marksmanship now. Seriously, do it now.
Great idea, Mr. Jack, sir. I sure will.
This message brought to you by the Hyperion Corporation.
was Shuffling Home by Syl Austin, and that's what I'll be doing when I get out of this radio station. That was on Mercury EP 13347 from 1957. Ah, I wish I was more of a hunk of a man like Jimmy Nelson.
Well, I want to be your big, bad hunk of man. Well, I want to be your big, bad hunk of man. I'm tired of making love on the installment plan. Stop trying to push me aside. Stop trying to push me aside. I'm a fat hunk of joy and my aims are satisfied. You hunk of man, early in the morning, hunk of man, late in the evening, hunk of man, just before the dawning, hunk of man, I do the best I can.
That was Jimmy T99 Nelson and Great Big Hunk of Man on Chess 1587, and that was recorded in 1954. Well, you're asking, isn't it about time we had a Cajun record? And yes, it is. And this time we've got the happy accordion of Gene Morris and My Baby Got Me Busted. Was the impecunious Gene Morris with Marcel Dugas and the Entertainers and My Baby Got Me Busted on Blues Unlimited 2003. Not quite sure when that was recorded, but it was around 1975. Okay, next up is a classic rarity. This is one of the great Elmore James tracks. It's Hand in Hand.
Yes, I lost my baby. You know she just wouldn't treat me right. Well, she's been up all of my way, and she didn't come home tonight.
Great vocal and masterful slide guitar playing from the wonderful Elmore James. That was Hand in Hand, recorded in Jackson, Mississippi on Flare 1031 back in 1952. Well, since we're talking about hands, let's have another hand song. This is Hands Off, Priscilla Bowman.
Hands off of him, he don't belong to you.
Priscilla Bowman, accompanied by the J. Michan Orchestra from Kansas City. That was Hands Off, and it was a hit for VJ in 1955, VJ 155, and it was 3 weeks on the Downbeat R&B charts.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, here we come to the week's challenging record spot, and this record was once dubbed by the late Kenny Everett as one of the 20 worst records ever issued. See what you think. It's Jimmy Cross and I Want My Baby Back.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
I'll bet you all can't live without that record. So I'll tell you, it was I Want My Baby Back on Tolly 9139, released in 1965. I'm sure you'll be able to find it on eBay, and you may even have to pay as much as 50 pence for it. Okay, let's look at that chick.
Look at that chick. Ain't she fits? I'm trying to tell you, she sure is fine. I can make the grade, it may take a little time. Look at that wall. Ooh, I just love to hear her talk. I'm trying to tell you, she sure is fine. I can make the grade, it may take a little time. She can romance. I'm trying to tell you, that girl is fine. I can make the grade, it may take a little time.
Great, that was Johnny Wright from back in 1959. Look at that chick on Stevens 1001. This next track was strangely unissued at the time, but it's really quite a nice performance where some classic Chicago personnel, including people like Henry Gray on piano. It's Poor Bob Woodfork, and it's from 1965, originally recorded, I think, for Decca, and it's I Won't Be Happy. Quite White was faded there, but that was Poor Bob Woodfork and I Won't Be Happy. Next up is a bootleg. I don't know where this was originally issued, but I've got it on the Midas label. It's Mr. Hotshot by Lonnie Brooks.
Hey, Mr. Hotshot, I'm just a real deal. I want you to know. Before they get to win, let her know. Let her be. Let her know. Let her be. No, let her be. You gonna have to check with me. Never own a shotgun.
Great singer and no mean guitarist either, and a nice guy too. That was Lonnie Brooks, Mr. Hotshot, on Midas 9002, which was issued in 1983, but I guess it was recorded somewhat earlier. Next up is a recording on the very collectible Chance label. It's Rudy Green and it's You I Love.
Well, it's you. It's you that I love. It's you that I love. It's you that I love, and I want you to be my girl. The place where first we met. Yes, the place where first we met. You got
Rudy Green, It's You That I Love, on Chance 1146 from 1952. Well, it's almost time to wind up the show. You have been listening to the Keynote Club, and you've wasted a whole hour with your host, Bob Hall. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that we'll see you again next week. I'm going to leave you with the track which introduced Bobby Blue Bland to the world. This is Good Loving on Modern 868 from 1952, and the piano is by the great Ike Turner.
Yes, I do.